Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by LongRoofing.com. Breaking news this morning from London, where 18 people have been injured this morning in what police are calling an act of terrorism inside a commuter rail station.
A still photo from one of the eyewitnesses put out on Twitter shows a rather rudimentary type of device, a bucket inside some sort of shopping bag with wires hanging out of it. We are waiting to hear from authorities on the nature of that device and its connection to this incident.
Correspondent Aaron McLaughlin in London. The London Ambulance Service says 18 people were hospitalized, none with serious or life-threatening injuries. Police say those 18 largely suffered flash burns. The mother of two missing children has been indicted for murder in Montgomery County. Catherine Hoggle is charged with two counts of murder in the deaths of 2-year-old Jacob and 3-year-old Sarah Hoggle, who haven't been seen in 3 years. Hoggle has spent the last 3 years in custody in a state psychiatric hospital and has repeatedly been deemed mentally unfit to stand trial. Hundreds of students, parents, and school staff in Howard County gathered last night for a candlelight vigil in memory of a popular teacher found murdered this week. Laura Wallen was a social studies teacher at Wild Lake High School in Columbia. One former student told the Baltimore Sun,
"If ever you were a little sad, you were down, she would always get you in a good mood. If you were in the hallway, you didn't even have her as a teacher, she would pull you in and talk to you, cheer you up."
Wallen's body was found in a shallow grave Wednesday. She had been shot in the back of the head. Her boyfriend has been charged in her death. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says North Korea is only deepening its isolation. He issued a statement after North Korea fired another missile over Japan.
"We call on all nations to take new measures against the Kim regime. China and Russia must indicate their intolerance for these reckless missile launches by taking direct actions of their own."
Correspondent Barbara Starr. The House has passed a spending bill that also includes riders that would block 5 D.C. laws, including the new assisted suicide law. Now, the Senate would also have to vote as the House did, and President Trump would have to sign it in order to actually block those D.C. laws. The National Zoo says there will not be a new panda cub this year, and time may be running out for Meishang to become a mom again.
"We do know that Meishang is near the end of her reproductive life cycle.
Panda Meishang is 19 years old. Back in July, zoo officials said she began showing signs of a possible pregnancy, but now they say her hormone levels have returned to normal. The zoo's Devin Murphy says despite Meishang's age, there's still a chance for more cubs.
"There have been pandas who have been older than her, than she is right now, that have gone on to have cubs."
Meishang has given birth to 3 surviving cubs over the years. The panda house will reopen to the public tomorrow. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Authorities in Richmond plan to restrict certain weapons and shut down some streets during a weekend demonstration over the city's Confederate monuments. A Tennessee-based Confederate heritage group is helping organize a rally near Richmond's massive monument of Robert E. Lee. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,203, the Nasdaq at 64,29. Sports: the Nats salvage the finale of their series with the Braves. The Orioles lose to the Yankees. The Mystics lose Game 2 of their WNBA playoff series. Thursday night football, it's Houston over Cincinnati. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
As summer gives way to fall, the weather becomes even less predictable. That's why you need us.
Catch a showers and thunderstorms this morning. Better chance this afternoon.
No matter the season, the DMV's most dependable forecast is right here on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnais, and right now you can save over $1,000 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
It comes down to following the good fundamental advice. Save as much as you can, live within your means, make good decisions. But then once we get into the specifics of how to implement those things or how to benefit from those good decisions, you need a plan that's designed specifically for you.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Vince Colonnais here. If you believe there are no guarantees in life, well, you haven't met Frank Prindle. If it's time to buy or sell your home, take my advice and contact Frank today. For a guarantee you can trust, itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
705 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters getting better on Columbia Pike. If you're coming southbound south of Cherry Hill Road, those delays quickly easing because the crash up ahead at Tech Road has been cleared. Now that volume beyond as you head down toward New Hampshire Avenue and White Oak, but just a little bit of that stop and go. 270, we're pretty solid here now. Coming out of the Frederick area through Urbana and Hyattstown, again in Germantown, and as you approach the lane divide. Virginia struggling because of a manhole cover situation. Crews are calling it a broken manhole cover and they're waiting to get the repairs. So heading into Hybla Valley, this will affect your ride. Northbound Route 1, Richmond Highway, just after Sherwood Hall Lane. Still at last check, only had one lane getting by under police direction. Interstate 95 North, right near the Fairfax County Parkway, still had accident cleanup over to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nothing more than a stray shower to expected for us here through the weekend. Mix of clouds and sun, a little warmer today. Again, a stray shower too possible. Highs mid-80s. Upper 60s overnight. Mix of clouds and sun Saturday and Sunday with a stray shower too possible. Mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Manassas, 62 in Waldorf, 67 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Remax. North Korea launches another missile over Japan. Its longest flight yet. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. Coming up in about half an hour, Joe Concha, he's media reporter for The Hill, will get the media's reaction to DACA. The Mooch may be launching a media career. And ESPN and their reporter seems to be a little bit of a controversy there. At 7:45, Larry Michael, voice of the Redskins, with a preview of Sunday's game against the Rams. At 8:05, it's Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And at 8:15, it's Josh Krushauer from the National Journal. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnais. Happy Friday, Vince.
Hey, so you remember Chelsea Manning? Yeah, okay, so that's right, Chelsea Manning, formerly, what was it, Bradley Manning, that's right. Chelsea Manning creating quite a stir for a bunch of new reasons this week, which is that Harvard had offered Chelsea Manning this fellowship, a pretty like prestigious role as a visiting fellow. And Manning was expected to take on the role at Harvard's John F. Kennedy School of Government, the school had announced on its website. Here's the quote from the Harvard announcement. She speaks on the social, technological, and economic ramifications of artificial intelligence. As a trans woman, she advocates for queer and transgender rights as at XY Chelsea on Twitter. Well, that led to a quick and severe outburst. Former CIA acting director Mike Morrell on Thursday announced his resignation as a senior fellow at Harvard. He said, I'm done. Bradley Manning leaked classified information. There are people like Mike Morrell who firmly believe that Bradley Manning is a traitor. And there's no way that he's going to stick around and stay with us. So former CIA director Mike Morrell announced his resignation yesterday.
Wow.
What came after that was people like Mitt Romney and others congratulating Morrell for the decision, saying, well done, Mike. This is Mitt Romney. An abject shame on Harvard. Well, this led to a lot of outbursts, and I'm sure Harvard was like, holy crap, what are we doing? We just lost Mike Morrell. Like, people are furious at the institution. Well, that's why at midnight this past night, now we have an update on this story. Harvard has changed its mind. They've rescinded Chelsea Manning's visiting fellow invitation, calling it, quote, a mistake. Here's what we know. Douglas Elmendorf, the school's dean, wrote a 700-word statement released just after midnight this morning, saying this, quote, I now think that designating Chelsea Manning as a visiting fellow was a mistake for which I accept responsibility. He goes on, I apologize to her and to the many concerned people from whom I have heard today for not recognizing up front the full implications of our original invitation. This is, you know, there's a lot of people were critical. Mike Pompeo, the current CIA director, said Harvard's actions had, quote, implicitly told its students that you too can be a fellow at Harvard and a felon under United States law. I believe it is shameful for Harvard to place its stamp of approval upon her treasonous actions. So there you go. This is Harvard reversing this decision after coming under some severe bipartisan criticism about bringing Chelsea Manning in as a visiting fellow and to speak to the institution.
And remember, Chelsea Manning got a 17-year sentence, and Obama pardoned him after 5 years. So that's why Chelsea Manning, despite...
is out and about.
Is out and about now, right. So in case people were wondering, that is why Chelsea Manning is out and about now.
Manning is still welcome, by the way, to speak at the Kennedy, spend a day at the Kennedy School and speak at the school's John F. Kennedy Jr. Forum, the dean said. So the only thing that's changed really is that they're not going to call Chelsea Manning a visiting fellow. By the way, Elmendorf explaining, people thought it was an honorific. It's not an honorific. Well, it certainly seems that way. A little hard to explain how it's not when you've given that designation to Chelsea Manning explicitly because of Chelsea Manning's career. That seems like you're honoring him. That you're basically saying, okay, this is my stamp of approval. There's no other way to read it. And now Harvard is suffering the consequences. This is one of the few times, by the way, that it's worked out this way.
You're right. Remember, Sean Spicer was also selected as a visiting fellow to Harvard. So they're putting Sean Spicer in the same category as Chelsea Manning, which I think is just a tad ironic. What I also find interesting is that Harvard didn't see this coming. Just, again, when these institutions don't see this stuff coming, they're in such a bubble that they thought, oh, sure, Chelsea Manning, this is fine. Oh, yeah, no worries. Nobody will mind. Chelsea Manning's great. How controversial could Chelsea Manning possibly be? And Chelsea tweeted out, she accused the school of suppressing marginalized voices and caving to pressure from the CIA. She tweeted out, this is what a military police intel state looks like. The CIA determines what is and is not taught at Harvard. It's ridiculous.
Well, look, here's what Morrell wrote yesterday. He said this, I have an obligation to my conscience, and I believe to the country, to stand up against any efforts to justify leaks of sensitive national security information. And remember, Morrell twice served as the CIA's acting director, and he retired in 2013. Mike Pompeo, again, the current CIA director, praised all of that. And he said that Harvard, quote, traded a respected individual who served his country, Morrell, with dignity, for one who served it with disgrace. So, you know, and then, of course, as you said, Chelsea Manning's response to all of this is to be outraged. Quote, honored to be first disinvited trans woman visiting Harvard fellow. They chill marginalized voices under CIA pressure. Saying, so Harvard says Sean Spicer and Corey Lewandowski bring, quote, something to the table and add something to the conversation and not me. Hashtag, we got this.
Here's the thing. This just goes to show the disconnect. In Chelsea Manning's brain, she is being disinvited because she's trans. No. That's not why you're disinvited. No. That's really not why. It's probably because some of your past actions, the fact that you got 17 years in the slammer and the president pardoned you, that probably has a little bit more to do with it. And the label of traitor that has been slapped on you and treason, those things are probably those two T's are far more important than the trans T. Traitor, treason, outweighs trans. That's what this is about.
The rationale that, by the way, the school says by which they invite people is the following. Even if they do not share our values and even if their actions or words are abhorrent to some members of our community, the intent is to expose students to individuals whose words or actions influence world events. Well, certainly, Manning's actions did influence some world events. Quote, we do this not to endorse those actions or legitimize those words, but because engaging with people with fundamentally different worldviews can help us to become better public leaders, he wrote. So here's the question for me. Remember, you have conservatives who are often not allowed to speak on campuses because they're facing pressure from these institutions on the grounds that what they're about to say is bad. Does Chelsea Manning get this? Should Chelsea Manning be afforded a free speech principle here? Should the institution allow Chelsea Manning to speak on those grounds, do you think, Mary?
But you just hinted at your answer because you said based on what they're going to say, because it could be hurtful. This is about what she has done in the past. This is not about what she has said or is going to say. This is about the actions that she took. That's what people are offended by, not her words. This is not, to me, a free speech issue at all.
Well, Chelsea Manning will speak, just won't be referred to as a visiting fellow. 7:15 now on WMAL.
I wonder if instead she should be referred to as a visiting gal. 7:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and good morning, Virginia. Let's go into Hybla Valley, and we need the road surface to be smooth, to travel over easily, and that's not happening because of a broken manhole cover. So one lane gets by slowly under police direction, northbound on Route 1 right near Sherwood Hall Lane. And I'm getting word that they're trying to reopen all the lanes now, so patience as you head through there. Interstate 95 out of Dale City, off and on toward the Fairfax County Parkway, had the crash to the shoulder there. Now for 395, landmark delays, Pentagon to the 14th Street Bridge, DC 295 southbound, had a report of a broken down near East Capitol Street. Also, keep alert out of Riverdale if you're taking the exit to go on to inbound New York Avenue. Initial reports of a crash right on that exit ramp. So do watch. We're watching you at 270 and it's been pretty calm this morning. Heavy through Urbana, Hyattstown, and off and on the brake lights in Germantown and Rockville. But lanes are reported open there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, for today, sunshine with some clouds mixed in. A stray shower is possible, high of 84. Tonight, some passing clouds, a low of 68. Tomorrow's going to be partly but mostly cloudy. Slight chance of a rain shower, high of 84. Sunday, partly cloudy again. Again, stray showers possible. Highs in the mid-80s and currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
On Wednesday night, Jimmy Kimmel Live put up the best numbers that it's put up in 8 months. These are highest ratings in 8 months. This, and the reason for that, one Sean Bartholomew William Suspension Spicer. I just made all those things up. It's just Sean Spicer. I don't actually know any middle names for him.
But I was going to say, wow, that's his middle name.
Yeah, no. So Sean Spicer was on Jimmy Kimmel Live delivering the highest ratings this guy's had in like a long time. And pretty amazing. He kept him for 3 segments. Which really goes to show you that they know who their draw is. So Spicer delivering some record ratings there. He outclocked NBC's Tonight Show by 17%. Wow. And CBS's Late Show was in repeat, so whooped them easily. Pretty amazing. And he was asked a bunch of things, including whether he'd ever seen Trump naked. And so... This is it was a big win for Kimmel, and it was all on Spicer's back. Excellent work, Sean Spicer.
Well, I have to say, what I saw of that show, I saw a bunch of different cuts because it's on far too late for us. What I thought was really interesting, I thought was great, and the reason it was so enjoyable was that he was very self-deprecating. He was capable of laughing at himself, which is something you never see anymore. Nobody can laugh at themselves anymore. He was capable of laughing at himself. He gave kudos to Melissa McCarthy. And her imitation of him and her parody of him, again, laughing at himself. He had a very good sense of humor about the whole thing, and it made it pleasant to watch. It wasn't political. It was a nice change from what we are slammed with every single turn in your day. So it was nice. I thought that's why. I thought he did a good job.
Well, people like niceness occasionally.
People want to laugh every now and then.
Just every so often. Laughter's dead, Mary. let's talk about some laughter here. Oprah Winfrey.
Speaking of laughter being dead,
Oprah Winfrey is set to host a segment on 60 Minutes. She's going to act as a 60 Minutes correspondent. Coming up on September 24th is the premiere of the show's 50th season. Right now, it's unknown what subject Winfrey will cover in that first 60 Minutes story, but she's doing it. And I think she's very happy to be a part of it.
I can see where she would be good at it, but I just figured the only reason she got it is because Ryan Seacrest is busy. Because Ryan Seacrest does everything. Whenever there's an opening for something, it's Seacrest always Ryan Seacrest, right? Every time there's an opening for anything, Ryan Seacrest is going to host it. So I figured he must be busy. So
well,
that's
he's guest hosting for
it.
You, I think, in like a week
exactly.
or so.
Exactly.
anyway, yeah, anything that's available, he's in for.
Exactly.
So yeah. This one wasn't available. They said they're going to plug that hole with Oprah right away. They're like, no way, we cannot let Ryan Seacrest come and host 60 Minutes, and they just plugged an Oprah in.
But I have to tell you, as much as I'm not a fan of Oprah, I used to like her when she first started out, and then I don't like her anymore. But I think she would actually be very good in this role. I think she would do a good job.
Well, she cut her teeth doing Baltimore news.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I think she'd be very good at it.
Back to the basics. The Hallmark Channel, do you watch the Hallmark Channel at all?
No.
Okay, so apparently a lot of conservatives do. Hallmark's appeal is strongest. The Hallmark Channel is strongest in the Midwest and the South. The programming is politically agnostic, but if you go there, you get a lot of like warm, fuzzy, yeah, like romance movie programming, and people just like it. So the ratings are 50% higher or more outside of the top 10 TV markets, which are basically cities. New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, mm-hmm, Boston, Chicago. That's according to Nielsen data, where Hallmark programming in the middle of the country is flying off the shelf. Apparently, people are in love with it, and they just keep it running in the background. They like watching it.
I think it's. I hate to say this, but I think it's very chick oriented. I do have some friends who love the Hallmark Channel. It's just like warm cheese. It's smarmy. Not smarmy. It's cheesy. But one thing that I do say, I know a lot of people, men and women, get very excited about with the Hallmark Channel is they do like 35 days of Christmas, and they play a month and a half worth of Christmas movies one a night, and people love it.
The same survey that figured out all this Hallmark watching assessed that TV viewers who said they voted for Trump are more likely to favor shows that depict traditional family values.
Aw, see? 722 on WMAO.
Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Highbridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, September 18th to learn more. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components: assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
I used to find homework really hard.
It's not because I wasn't capable
or motivated.
Quite the opposite, in fact.
I loved school. No, it's because we didn't have the internet at home. But now we do, and doing homework is a lot easier.
I can research online,
send work over the internet, even email my teacher. All from home. Yeah. The internet has changed everything.
Now I'm excited about school.
I work hard.
And I can get my homework done.
Every day.
Because I know there's nothing holding me back.
Through Internet Essentials, Comcast has connected more than 4 million people in need to low-cost, high-speed internet at home, giving every student the opportunity to succeed. Comcast.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years.
CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, and this update is now sponsored by Spot Hero. And heading through town, and thanks always to police, they're directing right now at the intersection of 17th and I Street Northwest, and that's due to the signal lights that are on flash at the over near Farragut Square. So be careful through that intersection, 17th and I. Now, Virginia, 66. Haven't had too much to tell you about this morning, just through Manassas Centerville. As you make your trip past 50 toward Nutley Street, it's just the stop and go. A little bit lighter than it's been all week coming off the Greenway and onto the toll road. We're good to Herndon and Reston. Now, we've had some trouble spots, and it looks like we're getting a little bit. No, we still have the slowdowns here into Hybla Valley. They were trying to get an additional lane open, northbound Route 1, Richmond Highway near Sherwood Hall Lane. That's where they've been dealing with problems with a manhole cover that was broken, so trying to get everyone across there safely. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring in the stop and go. Broken down was reported 295 as you come southbound near East Capitol Street to watch for it. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nothing more than a stray shower to expect for us here through the weekend. Mix of clouds and sun for today, mid-80s, 68 overnight, partly to mostly cloudy in mid-80s Saturday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 67 degrees at 7:26 on WMAL. Well, if you're a fan of Denny's, they have unveiled a new mascot.
And we shouldn't call him a grand slam. He's not.
No, Denny's new mascot. All right, I've got to be careful here. Denny's new mascot is a sausage link. All right, and they put a hat on it. It looks like a little German hat and eyes and a face and arms. You know, like a Mr. Potato Head, but it's a sausage link. It even has like Mr. Potato Head type legs and everything.
Uh-huh.
All right. So people are saying that it looks more like a health code violation. That it looks like...
Say it, Mary.
Like a turd. Like poo. Like...
How else do I didn't think you were going to go with the T word.
How else do I say
this? I thought you were just going to say poop.
Poop, whatever. But okay, because that's so much more acceptable during breakfast time. But so people, it's been all over the internet, but Denny has responded and said that they have asked their customers to stop body shaming their new sausage mascot. It has escalated. It started on Twitter. It has escalated, and people are taking pictures and posting this everywhere. They posted an image of sausage with a slice of bacon in the caption, "I'm just a sausage."
Huh? Some mascots get a crappy reception.
Oh, on that note, 7:26 on WMAL.
Looking to buy your first home but scared off by the big down payment?
Yeah, after paying for the wedding, we're afraid we'll be renting forever and miss out on these low interest rates.
Fear not. You can buy a home now with a zero down mortgage from NASA Federal. Plus, there's no private mortgage insurance. You could save thousands not paying PMI.
Wow, with no down payment and no PMI, we could buy that house we saw last weekend.
The zero down mortgage with no PMI is perfect for first-time home buyers who want to take advantage of historically low rates but can't swing the down payment. Just call 855-371-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/371.
I can't wait to give our landlord the notice.
To end your rental woes, call 855-371-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/371.
But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work for NASA to get a zero down mortgage with no PMI from NASA Federal. Just call 855-371-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/371.
Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit costs, terms and conditions, call 855-371-NASA.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
All right, Joe Concha from The Hill is joining us soon. The president attacking ESPN in a tweet a moment ago. We'll talk to him about that. And by the way, if you want to see the crap that Danny's calling a mascot, check out the WMAL page on WML.com. Mornings on the Mall. It's 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. Breaking news this morning from London, where 18 people have been injured in what police are calling an act of terrorism in a commuter rail station.
Authorities have set up a far-reaching security perimeter. There continues to be a heavy security presence.
Correspondent Aaron McLaughlin. Police say the injured largely suffered flash burns in a fire caused by the detonation of an improvised explosive device. However, none of those injuries is considered life-threatening. Catherine Hoggle has never said what happened to her two young children who disappeared 3 years ago, but now Hoggle has been indicted for their murders. The 30-year-old Hoggle is charged with two counts of murder and is being held without bond. Two-year-old Jacob and three-year-old Sarah Hoggle have not been seen since the fall of 2014. Hundreds turned out last night at a Laurel Middle School in memory of Laura Wallen, the teacher, who was found murdered this week. Police have charged Wallen's boyfriend in her death. North Korea has launched another missile over Japan.
This launch comes after the UN hit the regime with another round of sanctions, which squeezes its cash flow. Michael Green with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the sanctions probably won't force Pyongyang to halt its quest to increase its nuclear capabilities.
They will act like a gangster driving through the plate glass window of the neighborhood store and demand things for us not to be threatened by them.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,203, the NASDAQ at 64,29. Sports sponsored by Visit Williamsburg. The Nats win for the first time since clinching the Eastern Division. The O's lose again. The Mystics lose game two of their WNBA playoff series. And Thursday night football, Houston wins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This September and October, visit the Williamsburg Fall Arts Festival. Featuring 130 arts and entertainment events, wine and beer tastings, concerts, and more. Find your calendar of events at WilliamsburgFallArts.com.
We're PenFed Credit Union, a community of 1.6 million people who believe the American dream is still alive. That's why we're doing something to make it more attainable. We put our earnings back into lower rates on mortgages for members all across America. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender.
PenFed's got great rates for
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save over $1,000 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and now that the kids are back at school, it's a great time to get your carpets back to clean with Zero Res. They did it for me, and let me tell you, a Zero Res clean is the best. If you have a home or office, Zero Res will have your old dirty carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res clean. Stains and odors will be gone forever. Allergens will be removed so you can breathe easier again. Stop being embarrassed when friends or customers visit and see or smell your dirty carpets. A Zero Res clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, or grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. You'll get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply. Call now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same, Zerorez.
There's no way around it. Keeping your gutters clean is a pain, not to mention time-consuming, highly unpleasant, and dangerous. Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard Gutter System. LeafGuard is a one-piece covered gutter system, perfectly engineered to let the water in and keep the leaves out. Best of all, LeafGuard gutters carry a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will bring out their ladders and their technicians will unclog them for free. And right now, well-qualified buyers can get a very low monthly payment and a $250 fall bonus gift card on a whole home gutter system. Plus, they'll even throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher and a free in-home estimate. Call LeafGuard today at 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or go to their website at guttersmaryland.com. That's guttersmaryland.com. Stay off the ladder with LeafGuard.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland heading out of Beltsville into College Park on Route 1, Baltimore Avenue. Prior to getting to the Beltway near the IKEA, watch for an incident there under police direction at last check. On 95 South out of Calverton, slows to join onto that Beltway outer loop into Silver Spring inner loop, seeing a little bit of volume too, and toward Bethesda. If you heard me talk about the earlier crash, 29 southbound Maryland commuters heading down toward Tech Road. That's cleared, and those delays coming down from Cherry Hill Road have actually eased. So now all that traffic filtering a little bit farther south, heading through White Oak and down toward Four Corners. Virginia, boy, we've had some troubles getting through Hybla Valley this morning due to a broken manhole cover. Crews are still with us northbound Route 1 Richmond Highway near Sherwood Hall Lane. And fixed in the district, the lights intersection now working properly at 17th and I Street over near Farragut Square. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nothing more than a stray shower to expected for us here through the weekend. Mix of clouds and sun for today, mid-80s, 68 overnight, partly to mostly cloudy in mid-80s Saturday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Manassas, 62 in Hyattsville, 67 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Hey, good morning. Good Friday morning to you here on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up soon, we got Larry Michael. He's going to talk to us. He's the voice of the Washington Redskins. Give us a curtain raiser on the Redskins taking on the Rams this weekend. 8:05, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will break down what happened yesterday in North Korea as another missile flies over Japan. And then 8:15, Josh Krauscher joins us to break down the week in politics from National Journal. All ahead, my name is Vince Colonnais, alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning, and joining us right now, Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill. Joe, good morning. Happy Friday.
It is a very happy Friday. 80 degrees, sunny all weekend. Liking it.
Oh, and yeah. How's the traffic, Joe?
You know, the traffic is very congested. The Lincoln Tunnel here in New York, besides that, everything good.
Want to start off talking about ESPN. They have got Jemele Hill, who made some comments on Twitter about the president. She complained that if Donald Trump were not white, he never would have been elected. She also said some things about him being a white a supremacist, and on and on. And ESPN gave her a slap on the wrist and said, you know, put out a memo, and she still has her job. Then there's another woman, Linda Cohn, who back in April commented on ESPN's political leanings and how they're losing audience also because of other places where people can view games and the money that they put into certain things, SEC Network, for instance. And then today, President Trump tweeted out ESPN is paying a really big price for its politics and bad programming. People are dumping it and record numbers, apologize for untruth. What is going on with ESPN, and can they recover from this, or are they just in a downward spiral?
Downward spiral. I can answer that definitively because I'm not basing that on my opinion. I'm basing it on ratings, that less and less people are tuning into that network. Now, there is some cord cutting going on, that sort of thing, sure, but that doesn't explain how cable news, for instance, there's ratings rises across the board no matter what network you're talking about. So I don't buy that argument. Look, they have somebody called a public editor there, and his name is Jim Brady. A public editor is basically like an ombudsman. He's a watchdog. And even he says that there is a culture now within ESPN ESPN, that if you even put on Fox News, he spoke to one employee there, there's fear that you're not going to be able to get yourself promoted to advance your career unless you're in line with a certain kind of thinking. And we saw that with Jemele Hill. She said once that rooting for the Celtics, you know, that team that tends to have more white guys on, or at least historically used to, rooting for the Celtics is like rooting for Hitler. And she's been promoted twice and been given two shows. Kurt Schilling says some things about the North Carolina bathroom law. They're obnoxious, yes. He gets fired. Mike Ditka says President Obama was the worst president in our history. He gets demoted. Linda Cohen says what she said, what you talked about earlier. She gets suspended, and so on and so on. So depending on what your point of view is there, it depends on whether you're going to get suspended when you call a sitting president a white supremacist, and if you criticize another president, you get demoted, fired, or suspended, or if you criticize the network, that's even worse. That's what happened with Linda Cohen, who's been there for 25 years, by the way. She didn't deserve that at all.
And she's very capable, too. She's hosted more than some of the men who have been there.
The irony here, Joe, is that you've got a situation where conservative opinions will probably line up much more typically with a sports viewer if you're going to express any opinion on the air anyway. But they're basically saying liberal opinions are fine at the expense of their audience. Look at Bob Costas. He goes on a rant in the middle of a major football game about gun control and never hears any word from his bosses that that's unacceptable. And instead, you've got people who otherwise like sports just disgusted by the politics that's infecting it.
And I'll give you a little background on me. I used to be a sports writer. I wrote for FoxSports.com, wrote for NBCSports.com, and I have a lot of friends that watch sports, and I can tell you that they are disgusted with ESPN. Not so much, they've gone left, but just their obsession with politics in general, that they've gone away with what their core was in the first place. They've gone, basically, I don't know if you heard about this last month, but there was a fantasy football league draft. We all know what fantasy football is, where you draft players from the NFL onto a team of your own, and then you play against other people who have fake teams, so to speak, but with real players. So 80 million people play fantasy football. ESPN does a show where there's a fantasy football league auction draft, and some people on social media, extremists, say that's like a slave auction. How could you do that? ESPN caves immediately, apologizes for it, and says, yeah, you know, that looks insensitive. Not realizing that, I don't know, there are white players in the NFL that get drafted in these situations also. So that was ridiculous. Then they take Robert Lee off the Charlottesville, Virginia game with the University of Virginia, an Asian-American announcer, because he has the same name as a Confederate general that died 147 years ago. It's the TV Land rule now. You remember what TV Land did? They took Dukes of Hazzard off the air forever because Bo and Luke Duke owned a car called the General Lee that had the stars and bars on top. And that's the mindset of ESPN, that they have to be over-the-top politically correct because they're afraid they're going to offend people, and they don't realize by doing that they're offending people.
Yeah, you're worrying me. You're starting to make it sound like everything's going crazy. I want to ask you about Hillary Clinton this week, because she had some media criticism of her own. She said that Democrats have a media disadvantage due to conservative propaganda. How do you assess that?
Assess is the perfect word, Vince, because what we're watching with Hillary Clinton this week in broad daylight is a therapy session. It's Tony and Dr. Melfi all over again from The Sopranos. And what kills me about the media this week, with very few exceptions, is that the people that are interviewing her are like psychiatrists, and they just shake their head, and they just go, mm-hmm, and they agree with her, and no one really asks any difficult questions. Why didn't you go to Wisconsin? Why didn't you campaign more than one event a day or three times a week? Why did you make XYZ mistake, and are you going to be accountable for it? And instead, she's now up to, somebody who's keeping count, 42 excuses for losing. Picture, if you will, a parallel universe where Donald Trump loses and was doing interviews like that. Would he be treated the same way? Did you see Rachel Maddow last night? She played a video of a panda bear in the middle of it to make a point around something that Hillary Clinton had said. It's nuts! You say insane? No, we're at ludicrous speed at this point.
Ludicrous speed. All right, Joe Concha, as always, thanks for bringing us up to speed on all of it.
Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday to you. And if you're interested in finding out who else is concerned about the extent that they're losing, let's talk about the Redskins in a moment with Larry Michael. Maybe we can turn that thing around.
743 at WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Alexandria or Thursday in Silver Spring. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial. They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832653, consumeraccess.org.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes first on the fives. And Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And good morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning. And if you're coming in from the west, I want you to keep alert here. If you're on the Greenway toward Toll Road, the crash was reported eastbound on the Dulles Greenway near 606 Old Ox Road. But I'm seeing the delays actually beyond that as you would merge onto the exit ramp to go south on 28. So we may have two incidents or maybe a missed call. So do watch for fire and rescue units running in that stretch of the Greenway. Now on the toll road, looks good through Hernan and Reston up through to Route 7. On the 66 stretch, we've been incident free, but heavy delays in Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street as expected. Into Hybla Valley, in case you missed it, they're dealing with a manhole cover that was broken northbound Route 1 Richmond Highway near Sherwood Hall Lane. So heading northbound side under police direction and very slow. College Park, let's come southbound on Route 1 out of Beltsville down toward the IKEA. That's where an incident still with the police activity southbound Route 1 prior to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sunshine for us today and a little warmer. Stray shower too possible. Highs in the mid-80s, 68 overnight. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 67 degrees at 747. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Fall is the time for planting. And right now, Potomac Petals and Plants has the best selection of mums, pansies, pumpkins, and fall wreaths in stock. For great prices and expert advice, visit Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower garden and gift store.
All right, we're in for an interesting one this weekend. The Redskins going up against the Los Angeles Rams in Los Angeles, where LA has just put out, just defeated the Colts last week, 46-9. So 1-0 Rams versus an 0-1 Washington, led by Sean McVay. Let's get into all the details here as we are joined by Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins. Larry, McVay, having been the offensive coordinator for the Redskins for the last three seasons, is going to know a lot about this offense, especially Kirk Cousins. The Redskins have an uphill battle here, don't they?
Well, yes, they do, and that's kind of been an underlying conversation all week, Vince. And conversely, the Redskins know a lot of McVay because his mentor has been Jay Gruden over the last few years. So it's an odd set of circumstances. In fact, the defensive coordinator for the Rams, Wade Phillips' son, is on the Redskins staff. Wes Phillips, the tight ends coach. So there's a lot of connections with these two teams. And it's the first time the Redskins have played in Los Angeles since 1994. It's been a long time since the team's been out there. And the opening game for the Rams was very impressive, and the Redskins didn't win. So I think you could say the stakes are raised a little bit this week.
UPI predicts a close game, 24-20, but they still pick the Rams. Are they right?
Of course not, Mary. Come on, you know me better than that. You know, 2 points, they're a home team, and the facts are they won impressively last week, and the Redskins didn't. So I think that therein lies that prediction, but you never know what's going to happen. Second game, I expect a major step up by the Redskins, especially up front on the offensive line. I think those guys are a proud group, and I think they obviously have part in that offense not getting it done last week. So, but you know, the Rams defense was outstanding. They held Indianapolis 0 for 10 on third down last week. So, and again, these two teams know each other's coaches very well, but as our coach has pointed out, you know, they will not be wearing pads on Sunday. It's the players are going to be out there. So we're looking forward to it. Haven't been to L.A. in a while, and the Redskins need a win, that's for sure.
Larry, over the last week since last Sunday, have you seen any indicators of like sort of what's going on in the team with the Redskins and that give you sort of glimmers of hope of their progress here?
Well, yeah, I mean, the reality, Vince, is game one, it was disappointing, but it's one of 16, and so
yes.
Each week you have an opportunity to get better, and for this team, I think they're a confident bunch. They obviously think they're a pretty good football team, and their defense last week was certainly a positive, I think, compared to previous years, a real aggressive defense. If they could have held on to a couple interceptions, the results might have been different, but that's what you say when you don't win. So I think I would be shocked if the Redskins didn't play very, very well on Sunday. I know it's a long trip. We're going out a day early, going out today to kind of acclimate a little bit, but I'd be shocked if the Redskins didn't play well.
And you said that, you know, it's all about the offense. It has always been about the offense for the Redskins all season. Does this lie on Kirk Cousins? Is this how they're going to be able to get past the defense of the Rams?
Of course, he's the trigger man, and he was less than good last week. He's got a lot going on, though. His wife's expecting almost any day, and I think there's a lot on his mind. I think people overlook that somewhat, but yes, absolutely. And the interception he threw at the end of the game last week certainly is the one that sticks in his craw and was a game changer. The whole game turned on that play. So I think he's got a lot to prove, and he'd like to go out there and show his old OC that he's a pretty good quarterback himself. All this action, by the way, is unfolding on WMAL on Sunday afternoon.
That's right. At 4:25, we got that game, and so you'll be able to check it out. Thank you, and hopefully Kirk Cousins can deliver a birthday present to that newborn and a win against the Rams. Larry Michael,
there
the voice of the Redskins, thanks very much, sir.
All right, have a good day.
Nice to talk to you. 7:51 now on WMAL.
Listen. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
And I'm thinking, there it is.
Love it.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
No money down, no interest, and no payments until March 2018 at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the D.C. Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, The Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Throughout September, you can choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until March 2018. Save huge on energy now with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right? The Window Man can.
The Window Man.
Financing program with approved credit. Not all applicants will be approved.
7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Daddy at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Good morning, Mary Landon. Just got called to television, and I'm Jessica with you this morning. A terrorist incident in London and a North Korean missile launch. Now, futures are lower, indicating a lower open this morning on Wall Street. The Dow closed at a record high yesterday. Apple has started taking pre-orders for the new iPhone 8 and 8 Plus. You cannot pre-order the iPhone 10 until next month. Meantime, Samsung has its new Galaxy Note 8 in stores today. Equifax was hacked because the credit reporting agency didn't fix a hole in its defenses that it had apparently known about for months. Hackers were in there for as long as 2 months, able to steal the personal information of nearly every American adult. Facebook is testing a feature to help you clear out your news feed. And Gadget says this snooze option may be coming. It lets you temporarily unfollow a person or a page for a day, a week, or a month. New in theaters today, Lionsgate's American Assassin and Paramount's Mother. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I noticed you immediately. Who wouldn't? You're confident, no drama ease. Your low demands, your promise to stay true. And while others lasted for just a year, your beauty will last for 5 years. You may be the most beautiful mortgage I've ever met.
With Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage, you can enjoy super low rates with no adjustments for 5 whole years. Apply now, and you'll automatically be entered to win our $5,000 home loan sweepstakes. So apply today at cofcu.org/arm or call 703-823-5211 for Commonwealth One's strongest arm.
Row.
Visit cofcu.org/arm for loan terms, conditions, and complete sweepstakes details. 5-5 arm requires 5% minimum down. No PMI with 95% or less LTV. Subject to credit approval. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1557.
7:55, no WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Of course, we live in the nation's capital, so we have the heavy rush hour every day, but not too many obstacles this morning. Just a couple of hot spots I want you to watch for still in the High Bluff Valley. Crews are dealing with a damaged manhole cover, so they're alternating traffic on Route 1 and very slow. So plan for this if you're going northbound Route 1, Richmond Highway out of Mount Vernon up towards Sherwood Hall Lane under police direction. On Interstate 95, Dale City off and on into Newington slow, and that looks like in the express lanes right as you would head up toward the Beltway crash along the right side. Distraction for everybody. George Washington Parkway comes southbound near 123 down toward the Key Bridge. We're jammed solid there. And in College Park and leaving Beltsville, Route 1 very slow still with police activity right near the IKEA. So coming southbound Route 1, this is going to be before you get to the Capitol Beltway. Suffering from knee or back pain, we'll call you 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating. It's 1-800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Stray shower too possible today. Otherwise, mix of clouds and sun a little warmer. We're into the mid-80s this afternoon. Partly cloudy overnight, 68. Mix of clouds and sun Saturday and Sunday with a stray shower possible both days, middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And temperatures moving up. We're up to 69 degrees in the nation's capital at 7:56.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart, and I've got a number of free seminars coming up to be held at the North Bethesda Marriott and the Tysons Corner Marriott in October and November. You'll hear how to get your house ready to sell for top dollar, what improvements will make you money, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, and when is the best time to put your house on the market. And I'm inviting you to attend free, but space is limited. So go to my website at ericstewartgroup.com, and right at the top of the page, you'll see a registration link. You can register now and get your spot reserved. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Come on, you've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep down professional clean. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hi, I'm Joe Hadid of Hadid Carpet, where we wash each carpet by hand, restoring your rug's brilliance and making it healthier for your home or office.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery is available. Minimum order required. Call 703-241-1111 or go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
It's the big screen store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You gotta check out the big screen store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Football season is here at Live Casino and Hotel. All month long, we're celebrating football with Touchdown Throwdown, where you can win your share of $250,000 in prizes. 70 winners will have a chance to show off their skills and throw a touchdown pass to win up to $50,000 cash. Drawing September 30th. It's just one more way to get lucky at Live. Visit MarylandLiveCasino.com for details. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And here's what's coming up on WMAL.
Well, we're going to have Josh Krauscher break down this wild week in politics. Every time you think it can't get any more wild, oh, it just did. Josh Krauscher will break it down.
And also, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will get his view on North Korea launching another missile over Japan and the terror attack in London. A lot to talk about. 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.